You're listening to Startup Nation Radio on News Talk 760 WJR. Here again are Jeff Sloan and Dan Gliske.
All right, this is Startup Nation Radio. We're in business, Dan, bringing my co-host Dan Gliske. We got a great show today, Dan.
This is a great show. You know, so many entrepreneurs and small business people, they think they've got the greatest idea in the world. They're investing their time, their money, their resources in this idea, and they don't understand a lot of times why people don't share their, why don't buy what they have. Why don't they
get it? And great ideas are just that. They're great ideas. Where the rubber meets the road is where you turn it into cash, right? You make a successful business out of it. It's about profits. It's about value. It's about making your business grow. Can't do that without marketing and sales.
I'm so excited about this show because I think if there's one thing we can do for our audience this year to help them grow their business is a focus on marketing and sales. This is a great show for them. We've got some great experts today.
Wonderful. All right. Now, first, we want to acknowledge our great sponsor, our friends over at Walsh College, sponsoring Startup Nation Radio today. We always appreciate their support. Check them out if you've got an interest in being a great entrepreneur and learning more. And, hey, there's nothing. Everyone always needs to learn more. You're never really an expert as an entrepreneur, are you? So check out Walsh College. They're good people over there, and they'll help you a lot. All right. We got a guest to bring on right away, an expert in marketing and sales. Tom Shapiro, good friend of Startup Nation. Actually, truth be told, he handles our marketing and sales at Startup Nation, and so he's a winner.
And who better to bring on board because he really knows his stuff. He's done a fantastic job for Startup Nation. He's out of Boston, Massachusetts, CEO and founder of Digital Marketing Now.
Exactly.
And he's a fantastic guy.
All right, let's get him right on. Tom, welcome to Startup Nation Radio. You with us, Tom? Tom was there, and now he's not.
Well, hey, you know something? I was going to ask Tom this question because I know Tom is the expert on marketing, but I wanted to give Tom to really take a stab at defining the definition between marketing, advertising, and public relations. And if Tom was online right now, this is what I would ask him. If a young man tells his date that she's intelligent, looks lovely, and is a great conversationalist, he's saying the right things to the right person, and that's marketing. Now, if that young man tells his date how handsome he is, how smart and successful he is, well, that's advertising.
Okay.
Well, now if he gets his good buddy to tell that young woman how handsome, smart, and beautiful and successful he is, that's public relations.
Okay.
So those are the three definitions. That's really kind of how to put it in perspective. Though it's confusing for people, all the different things. And as a startup, sometimes you even think, well, do I even have time to market? I'm just trying to get my product sold. And so many of these concepts are confusing for people, but they're all really something that needs to be done in totality.
Yeah, and you know, the way I always try to break it down and make it simple. I mean, for me, marketing is about creating the awareness, getting the word out, getting the right messaging out that really speaks to the market's needs or wants and attracts and engages whoever may be hearing the messaging.
That's right.
That would be interested in what it is I have to sell.
A lot of
attracts and engages. And then sales, we're talking about marketing and sales.
Right.
Sales is where you then capitalize on getting that potential customer's interest and engagement and turning that engagement into a transaction, closing a sale, earning revenue, sales revenue,
right,
as a result. So that's really kind of, for me, that's how you break it down. Marketing, getting the word out. Sales, bringing the revenue in from closing a transaction.
They go hand in glove together.
And they do.
It's a very different strategy, but a very cohesive strategy.
Right,
but
right.
There's two segments.
You don't get to the sale unless you attract the customer,
right?
That's
right.
So they
go hand in hand. It's almost providing air cover.
Well, fortunately, we do have Tom back now. Tom, you with us?
Yes, okay. Dan, good to be with you.
Okay.
Hello, Tom.
We had a bit of a false start there. We can't do a show on sales and marketing without you.
Well, I appreciate that.
Well, it's good to have you on. Tom, tell us quickly about your business. Give us a quick overview. What do you guys do at Digital Marketing Now?
Sure. We are a strategy design and marketing firm, and so we look holistically at marketing. To everything from branding and identity, to positioning in the marketplace, to design, you know, whether it's logos and identity, websites, or whether it's digital marketing, you know, getting the word out there and converting customers, whether that's through SEO, PPC, display advertising,
SEO, search engine optimization, PPC, pay-per-click, all these different kinds of things. And that really relates to online marketing, right? I mean, specifically, yes. Surge. Now, it can drive offline sales as well. But I mean, in terms of those being tactics under a marketing campaign, when you say terms like SEO and PPC, those are things you do on the internet to attract customers, right?
Absolutely. Yes.
And of course, there's offline marketing too. Do you guys do some of the offline stuff, or are you strictly focused in online?
We're about 80% focused on the online, but there are certainly things that you need to do to integrate your marketing. And so what we'll do is we'll focus on the online, but then we'll make sure that the messaging is very consistent, no matter where the brand touch point is, whether it's in a store, whether it's offline in a B2B sales situation, or whether it's online.
Okay, great. Now, listen, when you talk about sales, well, really, it's marketing and sales, the way I like to say it. You start it with kind of marketing at the top. If you picture a funnel, right, Tom? I mean, you guys talk about a sales funnel. And I like to envision it this way because it puts everything in context. When you have a sales funnel at the very top of the funnel where you're targeting, you know, where broadcasting as the term used to be, you're messaging out to a broad array of people, some of which, or a lot of which, ideally, get your message and are attracted to it, compelled by it. And they now come into the funnel, right? And now you start to do things to convert that interest at some point in the funnel to a sale. So in between the top of the funnel and the bottom of the funnel, if you will, if you can all picture this, is that conversion process between the attraction and the closing of a transaction. Does that kind of paint the picture in the broadest sense?
Exactly. And there are different things that you would do to dominate the top of the funnel. So in other words, to get in front of people, to make people aware that you exist, as opposed to different tactics that you would take to make sure that you're communicating effectively in the middle of the funnel to nurture your prospects along. And there are different things that you would do at the bottom of the funnel in order to close them, in order to make the final conversion.
And a lot of strategy in between.
A lot of strategy in between, a lot of tactics in between, a lot of great execution. All right, now, having said that, now we've kind of painted the picture, set the stage. We're going to come back. I want to talk to Tom about what we can do to accelerate what's going on at the top of that funnel. Then we're going to bring on a conversion expert who's going to help us understand how you convert that interest into a sale. And then a sales expert in this show who's going to help us maximize closing that transaction. Stick with us on Startup Nation Radio. We've got the answers for you. Coming right back.